I'm a proud, hot wife. My husband likes me sleeping with other men. Is this something new? I thought that was polyamory. Oh, she's the only one that gets to sleep with other people, I see. Sounds like female privilege on steroids to me. Oh, yeah, that's some patriarchy. You get to cuck your husband and call yourself a hot wife. This is a new thing. I guess this is a new thing, or at least the word is new. So a hot wife, this is a new term, I guess. So a hot wife, I suppose, is a woman whose husband likes her sleeping with other men, and she likes sleeping with other men. Well, of course, she does, but I wouldn't think that he would like it. If he does, he's not only a cuck, he's a fucking simp, moron, wimp, beta male, too. What guy likes his broad sleeping with other fucking dudes? Let me explain something to you. I know there's a lot of simps out there who have this scarcity mindset, and when their wife comes to them and asks if they can have an open relationship, instead of being the man that they should be and saying, divorce time! They go along with it because they're afraid of losing her. You should never, ever do that, guys, okay? There's plenty of other women out there, you know? You can recreate. If you've already managed to do something once, guess what? You could do it again. I was able to jump 27 inches one time, but somehow I convinced myself I could never do it again. What? Why did you convince yourself of that, that you could never do that again? I don't get that. I really don't get that. So if your wife comes to you and says, I want to have polyamorous relationship, divorce time. Of course, don't ever get married. That's the real solution. Don't get married. But have some self-esteem, okay? This is not something you have to accept. Plenty of women out there, this hot wife bullshit is just more female privilege. Women wanting to have their cake and eat it too. I want to have my beta male pathetic loser there who I'm not really attracted to, but I bang him occasionally so he sticks around and pays the bills. But I also want to bang other dudes who I am sexually attracted to. So you want a dude there to pay the bills, and you want a dude there to, you know, turn your engine over. Gotcha. I see. Okay, so yeah, there's a polyamory picture. Of course, it never goes that way. It's very rare, isn't it? That the man gets to bang broads, other broads than his wife, and then the broad can't bang other dudes. I don't know. Usually, it always goes one way, have you noticed? This polyamory bullshit, it's always the woman gets to bang other dudes. And then, of course, if she has no problem with you banging other broads, it just means she doesn't care about you. You're just there to pay the bills. I don't understand how so many men are roped into this bullshit. How could a woman that actually loves and cares about you and has a real bond and connection to you, how would she be okay with you sleeping with other broads? I don't get it. And how could you not see that she doesn't care about you when she's okay with that? Modern types of relationships are increasing in popularity. Yeah, as is divorce. That should tell you something. With polygamous and open relationships being less stigmatized. Yeah. So there's that social deconstructivism where the feminists try to make things that were never okay, that are not okay for good reason, into things that are okay. And Western civilization is falling apart because of it, because the foundation of Western civilization, of any strong civilization, is the family. When you take that away, you destroy it. And one woman on TikTok, TikTok? What a cesspool that is now lifting the lid on her unique romance with her husband. How unique is this really? It's just polyamory, right? It's just female entitlement and female privilege, right? Instead of a harem for a man, it's now women have harems. Yeah, instead of men getting to have multiple broads, now we get to have multiple men. Woo! By the way, that was very rare. You're just in Middle Eastern countries and shit had harems and such. You didn't have Western kings banging a bunch of broads. They had a wife, yo. Oh, man. This was stigmatized even for the fucking king in Western countries. I love this bullshit. Men were banging tons of broads. No. No. We called it adultery. And you'd be stoned at that. I don't know about the dudes, but the broads sure were. It was heavily stigmatized. Heavily stigmatized. This idea that men were somehow super promiscuous throughout history is a lie. The man married the woman, he can only sleep with her. The woman married the man, she can only sleep with him. Heavily stigmatized, especially in the West, this idea that men were all banging and clanging left and right other broads. that weren't their wife is a myth, but women have tried to spread this myth to thereby justify their being sluts and whores and sleeping around and cheating. It's okay, because men did it forever, even though they didn't. That's a lie. Oh, yeah, her unique romance with her husband, which sees her having sex with other men, even though her spouse is faithful to her. What? Oh, my God. Why would you do that? By the way, how do you justify that? I get to sleep with other dudes, but you can't sleep with other broads. How is that patriarchy? Isn't that matriarchy? Men have been privileged forever, doing whatever they want. So often using women. Now we get to flip the script and call it positive discrimination to make up for all the discrimination that men inflicted on us forever. Myth. Total bullshit. By the way, how do two wrongs make a right? It's idiotic. So he's not allowed to cheat, but she is. Wow. What kind of simpleton loser would you have to be to allow this? Oh my God. Ray Nemetsky, who posts under Ray Syntax, calls herself a hot wife. She's even got a word for it. Wow. This is going to slip into the modern day regular vernacular and become popular and used all over the place, I bet you watch. And in one video, she did a video. Wow. That's even worse because, you know, unless you're living under fucking ground, unless you're a mole person, people are going to recognize you and then again to know who your husband is. Wow. Talk about the ultimate slap in the face to her husband. This should be something, by the way, this kind of arrangement should never exist. But if it did exist, she shouldn't be going out of her way to publicize it because essentially she's letting everybody know you're a big, giant, pathetic loser cuck who should be ashamed of himself. So she is showing how little respect she has for her husband. And yet, for some reason, he's still there. So in a video, oh my God, calls herself a hot wife and describes the term as a woman who freely sleeps with men outside of her marriage with the full knowledge, understanding, and consent of her husband. Interesting how she doesn't extend that same understanding and consent to him. You starting to understand what feminism is all about? There's no equality in this arrangement at all. Are you starting to see how it's not about equality and it never was? She said the straight definition from dictionary.com. Oh, well, if it's in dictionary.com, it's a real thing then. And that definition and what she's doing is A-okay. Says a hot wife is a married woman who has sex outside of her marriage. I'd like to see this broad if she's actually hot. With the full knowledge and consent of her husband who himself does not have relationships with other people. Well, that's very specific. Oh, so she's saying something about herself as well with that definition. I'm so hot that he's willing to put up with my cheating on him, and he's not allowed to cheat. That's how hot I am. Wow. Talk about how ego-feeding such a fucking title is. My God. Talk about how much that says about her and her ego. It's gigantic, ginormous. I'm so fucking hot. He's willing to put up with my bullshit. He's even willing to put up with my cheating. And I don't extend him the same courtesy. That's how hot I am. And he's willing to tolerate it. Wow. What a loser. What a pant load this guy is. Jesus Christ. It actually says affairs, but it's not an affair. Huh? How is that? You're cheating on him. You're having an affair because he's not this dude you're banging who isn't your husband you're banging. That's an affair. It's consensual from the husband, so it's not an affair. That's not what affair means. It's an affair whether or not your husband consents. And by the way, he's got to be a big, giant, pathetic loser. Of course, he's consenting. Is that them? Is that a real live picture of them, or is that just a stock photo? It's pretty plain Jane, you know, modest pick. So that's her. I don't see it. Is she a ginger? Is that blonde, or is that red hair? He's not a great-looking guy, but he's okay. He could do better. Well, any guy. Come on. She's not that good-looking. I mean, she's thin, but other than that, I'd say she's maybe a 5 or 6. Maybe a 6. Why is he tolerating this? This is pathetic. Urban Dictionary says it's a woman who is allowed or encouraged by her husband to pursue sexual relationships. Encouraged with other individuals, and that's one more. That one's more clearly correct. Oh, it's correct. Morally correct as well? I think that's what she's saying. Yeah. Hot wifing falls under the swinging umbrella? No, it doesn't. But only she's allowed to swing. And it's different from an open relationship because the husband doesn't have sex with others. What's he getting out of this, by the way? I mean, does he just get to imagine her banging some other dude while they're banging? By the way, the banging between him and her would be less frequent because she's banging another dude. So, he's using up her sexual energy. So what's he getting out of it? Is he sitting there watching the bang and he's in a dark corner jerking off, or is he in the closet hiding? This is weird shit, man. Oh, yeah, Ray, 22. She's only 22 years old and she's married? Oh, my God. She's very immature. Very immature. Shouldn't be married. Well, shouldn't be married at all. She wants to be banging other dudes. Said in another video that her husband had asked for over a year. He asked for this? What? You shouldn't be accepting this. But she accepted it. Why? Is he older? Does he have money? Why would an older dude, he's not a bad looking guy. Not great, but not bad. Above average, I would say. And is older, and he maybe has money. He looks like he's older than her. Why would he want to share his wife? I guess maybe he's got a fetish? I don't know. This is weird shit. For her to start sleeping with other men, but at first she wasn't comfortable with the idea. Oh, he convinced her. Wow. This is some dysfunctional dude. But she accepted it. She should have left him. She explained hot wifing is usually not chosen by the woman. I guess not. I don't know, man. Oh, right. Okay. I'm thinking of polyamory. Polyamory usually is. It is by the man. It's technically the guy's king for fantasy. This is so bizarre. I tried it because I knew it would make him happy, and that makes me happy. This marriage ain't gonna last. This is weird shit. The mom of one and her husband. Mom of one! Jesus, at 22, they didn't waste any time. How long has he been dating her? She's only 22. And her husband have garnered their fair share of critics. Yeah. And their over their lifestyle choices, but Ray doesn't listen to what they have to say. But you listen to Urban Dictionary. In one video where she addresses those who claim her husband can't give her what she needs, she fumed, "My husband can give me everything I need. Let's just get that straight. He's the best lay I've ever had." Well, why are you sleeping with these other dudes? I mean, why'd you do it to begin with then? Why would this make you happy? What? Why would you even... You must want to do it, or you wouldn't be doing it. Oh, I'm doing it to make him happy. Oh, sure, honey. Oh, yeah, I believe that. Bunch of crap. She's such a liar. If he's such a great lay, you wouldn't be doing this. And by the way, if you wanted to be with him and only him, and you really loved him that much, you wouldn't be sleeping with other dudes. That fucking simple. And by the way, yeah, he wouldn't want to share you with other fucking dudes if he cared about you that much. Doesn't matter how much you care about him. What about how much he cares about you? Why would you want to be with a guy who cares so little for you that he wants you to sleep with other fucking dudes? It's crazy. He must have money. It doesn't affect our relationship at all. Wrong. You're 22. How long has this been going on, sweetheart? Not too long. Wait until the long-term side effects start showing themselves. We can go without it. It's just a fun thing that we can do. Whoa, 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 whoa. We? They know we. It's you. He's not out. Unless he's banging these dudes in the ass or some shit, unless they're bi, and he's fucking them in the ass while they're fucking you in the ass with a poon. I mean, what the hell? What do you mean that we can do? I'd like to know what the mechanics are of these weird bang sessions. There's no we. There's just you and the other guy. And he's sitting in a corner, whacking off. This is so bizarre. Is that it? Is that the whole story? This is crazy. So this is a new thing. This is something I've never heard of. So this is new. This is new. I mean, I've heard about these kind of one-sided arrangements where the broad is essentially sleeping with other dudes and the dude is okay with that. But they're quite rare because, you know, that's pretty hypocritical, you know. Hey, I'm going to sleep with other dudes, but you can't sleep with other broads. Does happen, though. But I didn't know there was an actual name for it. thought it was just a limited form of polyamory. Nope. It's got a name. It's called Hot Wives. So there you go. And she's not hot. She's got no rack. Her body looks okay, but she's not hot. I don't get it. And this dude, he's not a pig. And he looks like he's thin. Now, again, I'm not a bad looking guy. He looks like he's quite a bit older than her. Yeah, he's got to have money, right? Yeah, that's why she's staying with him. He apparently doesn't love me that much. He wants me to bang all these other dudes, but hey, he's got money, so I'll stick around. Yeah. And you want to make him happy? I'll bet you want to make him happy. He's got loads of cashola. I'll bet. This is not going to make for a healthy relationship. Is this what we have to look forward to, gentlemen? I mean, I'm old now, so I don't give a fuck, but you guys coming up in the world, this is what you have to look forward to. This is what you have to look forward to. Polyamorous, non-situationships that end badly, that just go on ad infinitum until you're dead. So it's not ad infinitum. It's ad infinitum for the, finite period you're on this fucking world, and then your history, and you croak, and you leave nothing behind. You have no legacy, and boom, dead. Wow. That's wonderful. Oh, wonderful. No wonder people are offing themselves in record numbers, meaning men. The main thing that used to bring meaning to our lives, we don't have anymore. A family. Great. Great, great, great. She's a mother, too. Oh, my God. Yeah. God forbid you be responsible, sweetheart, and raise your fucking kid and devote your time to your fucking kid. No. I'm going to spend my time banging around, pouring myself out for the dudes because it makes him happy. And he's got cash. And the only thing I care about is superficial bullshit like that. Because that's what we live in now, right? This superficial world of superficiality, nothing below the surface, no care, no concern for anything that's below the surface. Is there anything below the surface? If there is, I don't care. I just want to look in the mirror, look at the surface, be concerned with what's on the surface. I don't care about what's underneath. Oh, no, that's not what brings meaning to life. It's just these surface, facile, shallow things that I'm concerned about. Oh, boy, what a life that is to live, right? This modern fucking world we live in, this postmodernist, nihilistic crap. It's great. This is just embracing of nihilism. You know, might as well be embracing nihilism when you embrace this kind of fucking hedonism, when you embrace the appetites of life, when you enslave yourself to the pleasures of the flesh, when you enslave yourself to food and sex, hedonism, degeneracy, and you expect to get meaning out of that. It's not going to get any meaning out of that. So whether or not you people know it, in today's modern world, you are embracing a life of nihilism. Is it any wonder the suicide rate's so high for men? It's gone up for women too, but they're not so good at killing themselves like we are. And, you know, if they run into hard times, you know, they always have help. There's always some kind of safety net for them, but not for us. And by the way, the safety nets that exist for women are paid for by men. But apparently, we're not too concerned about our own ilk. We just want to take care of and protect those women because poon. Ooh, yeah. God forbid men actually care about other men. Oh, so this is what you have to look forward to, gentlemen. This wonderful couple. This polyamorous crap. Lovely. Life of no meaning. Great. So let me know what you think of this story in the comment section. Is this couple, this story, emblematic of what's happening to Western civilization? The degeneracy that leads to a lack of meaning and nihilism? Or is this a good thing? Let me know in the comments. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher, where all my content eventually ends up. And if you really like and appreciate the content that I create, please go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And please consider making a donation. I could really use your help.